About 1.5 million children under the age of 5 are suffering from acute malnutrition. That's 45% of Somali children. And out of that, we expect that 386,000 of those will need treatment for severe acute malnutrition. That means they need to go into a hospital, they need to go into an outpatient's facility, they need to be really cared for. When you have moderate malnutrition, often we can care for those children at home. We can give them this magic peanut paste a couple of times a day. They just have a sachet and they eat it, and it's full of wonderful calories, vitamins, minerals, and we can stave off what would become severe acute malnutrition. But what happens is, in a drought like this and in a country in emergency, that children often get sick at the same time. And so when they are coping with malnutrition and then they get measles or they get acute watery diarrhea or cholera, it tips them into very quick severe acute malnutrition where they require hospitalization, sometimes IV antibiotics, sometimes a nasogastric tube. I mean, a lot more things that have to be done. So we expect about 386,000 children in Somalia this year will have acute severe malnutrition. At the same time, there's a lot of other crisis. It's a water crisis. Already many of the animals have died, and our colleagues in FAO and WFP are telling us that livelihoods have been lost. So children who are from herding families have no income. There's no camel milk, there's no goat meat, there's no goat yogurt or whatever they make. So there's real calorie less, as well as that they are coming to conditions which aren't ideal. Sometimes the houses are very, it's difficult in the winds and the heat, and they build these small stick houses. And we're very worried about protection for children.